Hello? All right, perfect. Good afternoon. This is the Technical Review Committee on September 30th, 2025 at 2 p.m. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Solstice?
Here.
Mr. Larrasey?
Present.
Mr. Mahoney?
Here.
Mr. Geiger?
Here.
Mr. O'Keefe?
Here.
Thank you. We're here today for a request for a site plan, minor site plan approval to allow for the construction of a 4,210 square foot car wash at 1829 South Ridgewood Avenue. City staff did send out public notice within 500 feet of the subject property using this aerial image within the public notice. Here are the facades meeting the intent of Article 20. Here's a site plan laying out the landscaping as well as the overall site with the drainage, road, and layout. A 30-foot landscape buffer is provided on the north side of the property with a 6-foot wall and the bamboo plantings to match the Aldi's parking lot. City staff have reviewed the required site plan against the land development code and the comprehensive plan and found that the application for the minor site plan does meet the code requirements, and staff is recommending approval for the minor site plan. Here's just an overview of the green space as well as the existing landscape buffers and the proposed one to the north at 30 foot. City staff will entertain any applicant comments. Does the board have any? Okay. Oh, I went really fast. Public comments. Are there any comments from members of the public regarding the site plan? Yes, sir. Come on. All right. Actually, here, I'll bring it to you.
Good man, Ryan. Just walk that one.
Raymond Anderson, I'm in 1906 South Riverside Drive. I'm questioning, is there going to be a viewing of some of the regulations that perhaps has already been reviewed or granted? I'd like to see those, if we can do those. Anybody going to present or make a presentation on what it is and what's happening? Or do we just wait and come up with questions at the end?
Well, so I have the staff report online. Did you read the staff report?
No, I'm not a computer person.
Okay. So I have the staff report online. City staff have undergone about 5 revisions on this project currently and have found that they are meeting the intent of the land development code. Is there something specific that you're questioning?
Can you review those specifics?
Sure. There's a Class C landscape buffer is required on the north side.
What was the footage?
Class C landscape buffer. It's the type of landscape buffer that is required in the land development code.
Isn't there a 50-foot requirement between commercial and residential?
There's a 30-foot building foot setback between commercial and residential.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's a 30-foot north buffer provided.
That's specifically what I'm referring to. Is that 30-foot section going to be parking lot or
no,
completely?
It's a landscape buffer. So you can see here. So the building is all the way here.
Yeah, that property I'm referring to is the purple, top purple.
Correct. That is the
square
30-foot landscape buffer. And on this line here is where a 6-foot fence, or actually it's a masonry wall.
And that's one of the questions, a standard 6-foot fence. But
it's a concrete masonry wall that's extending.
So there's no possibility of getting an 8-foot wall.
No, the land development code requires a 6-foot.
Okay. Go ahead. Finish.
Part of this is the landscaping requirements within this buffer. So on this here, you can see that the applicant has provided 24 trees. 12 are existing, 12 are proposed. They've included 262 shrubs, including 77 bamboo shrubberies, and these are on that northern landscape buffer here. Are there specifics?
No, I just wanted to know what's going on.
Sure.
I have that. That's the tail end of my mini subdivision, so I wanted to know what's bordering it. And are they discussing putting in bamboo? That thing grows like crazy.
Correct. Yeah. We had brought this to the board prior. Members of the public, your neighbors actually, had come to the hearing prior, and they had requested that bamboo be added to match the Aldi site plan,
okay,
which was done on this one as well as hours of operation on the DO limiting the vacuum hours.
That was the next question. What's the hours?
8 to 8 are the hours on the vacuum.
All right. Sewer system, where are they going to get their sewer?
Ties in from the top part. I don't know if I have the sewer plans.
Lincoln Avenue, as it goes down Lincoln Avenue?
Yeah, they pull it in from the back, and I believe they pull water from the front. You correct me? Correct. Water is coming from US 1, and that's tying into a 12-inch, if I'm correct. And then I don't have the plant sheet right in front of me, so I'm going off of memory.
So it's flowing toward US 1 and not Riverside Drive.
Well, so it's a gravity system on that rear from Lincoln.
Yeah.
And then the water is being fed from the front where the water main is.
Okay, so the drainage then goes down Lincoln into the lower.
No, so that's the sewer. That's municipal sewer. Stormwater on site is routed from the landscape areas in the impervious. It uses an exfiltration system underneath the parking lot, which you can see these kind of culverts here, not culverts, but inlets. And this drains. There's an exfiltration system that kind of acts like a dry retention area underneath the parking lot. And then it discharges into this wet pond. And then in the extreme 100-year events, it will discharge into the public right-of-way of US 1, which is then outfalls into the 18th Street Canal. Okay. The pond is designed to the 100-year, so the pre-post is 13.1 inches of the 24-year storm. So they have to be, I believe on this one, they're 90% pre for the 24. And then what that means is, as in post-development, they had 10 swimming pools off-site. In pre-development, they had 10 swimming pools coming off-site. In post-development, they have 9. And that's what the development had to demonstrate through the ponds.
Yeah. Okay, one last one.
Yes, sir.
Noise limits, have they set noise limits?
So that was set on the vacuums with that decibel reading, which is in city ordinance already.
And what did you come up with?
That was the 65 decibels in city.
65 is good, yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ryan, if they have that wall all the way to the back, how do they access that landscaping area to maintain that? Is there a gap somewhere?
I believe they still have the easement from Aldi's.
Okay, perfect.
This easement was never abandoned. So. I'll entertain a motion from the board.
Yep. I'll make a motion to approve site plan 2407. It's the 1829 South Ridgewood Avenue.
Larissey will second it.
Mr. Solstice?
Yes.
Mr. O'Keefe?
Yes.
Mr. Geiger?
Yes.
Mr. Larissey?
Yes.
Mr. Mahoney?
Yes.
Okay. That concludes the public vote for SB 2407, a car wash at 1829 South Ridgewood Avenue. Thank you for coming today.